Hello, and welcome back to the Sound Objectivity Podcast. Today, we're discussing a shift that's so big, so overdue, and so freeing that once you understand it, your entire perspective on your career, your content, leadership, and personal growth will change. We are witnessing the collapse of the era of perfection. For nearly 10 years, especially on platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, and to a lesser extent, LinkedIn, the message was clear. Be flawless. Be polished. Be curated. Each post had to be optimized. Every caption needed editing. Every career move had to appear impressive. But something incredible is happening now. In today's workplace, authenticity isn't optional. It's essential. Studies show that employees whose organizations support genuine self-expression report higher job satisfaction, engagement, and performance. Authentic leadership, where managers show integrity, transparency, and empathy, builds trust, psychological safety, and stronger team engagement. Artificial intelligence, automation, and remote work have reshaped how we work. The human traits that machines can't replicate, those things like honesty, vulnerability, and emotional intelligence, those are the things now that truly stand out. If you want your team to thrive, your leadership to actually resonate, or your career to grow, remember, being human may be your most strategic advantage. You can't ChatGPT or Gemini your way out of this. This shift is seismic, driven by real burnout, absolute exhaustion, and real people who finally reach their limits trying to look perfect all the time. If you're navigating the daily pressures of work, expectations, and endless comparison, this shift isn't just a trend. It's your permission slip. Your permission slip to stop pretending, because showing up as your real, human self is becoming a strength rather than a weakness. In today's workplace, authenticity isn't a liability. It's your competitive edge. So today, we're going to explore why imperfections, yes, imperfections, is becoming your most significant competitive advantage, and how embracing your human side can transform your life, your career, your relationships, and your personal brand. So let's dive in. Let's be honest, the pursuit of perfection has exhausted an entire generation. Burnout is everywhere. The pressure to maintain a curated image, whether online, at work, or in your personal life, has pushed many into chronic stress, comparison loops, and an overwhelming fear of failure. But here's the turning point. People don't want polished anymore. They want real. They want relatable. They want someone who's not afraid to say, "Hey, I'm figuring this out too." Think about the people you trust most. Chances are, they're not perfect. They're real. And their realness is what draws you in. Professionals are waking up to a powerful truth. Perfection isn't inspiring. Authenticity is. So why is this shift happening? First, authenticity builds trust. And trust is the currency of influence, leadership, and connection. Second, people are just tired. Tired of the filters, tired of the facades, tired of the highlight reels that feel nothing like their actual lives. And lastly, third, the world is more transparent than ever. You can sense when someone is faking confidence or hiding insecurity. You can feel when something is overproduced or insincere. And here's the kicker. Your imperfections make you memorable. Your honesty makes you relatable. Your humanity makes you trustworthy. This is especially true for many Gen Z and millennial professionals who have spent years chasing standards that were unrealistic from the start. Let's bring this into the workplace. In leadership, authenticity fosters loyalty. In mentorship, vulnerability builds connection. In teamwork, honesty drives collaboration. In career growth, self-awareness accelerates development. Trying to appear perfect creates distance. Being human, just being yourself, closes that gap. professionals who embrace imperfection communicate with more clarity, take smarter risks, bounce back faster from setbacks, because they understand both blessings and lessons. All of this inspires trust in others. When you show that you're learning, adapting, and evolving, you permit others to do the same. One of the biggest myths in corporate spaces is that showing vulnerability is a weakness. The reality is, it's a strategy. It's a leadership skill. It's a credibility builder. People don't want the perfect manager. They want the one that listens. They want the one who remembers what it felt like to be in their shoes. They want the ones who admit mistakes and adjust. In other words, they want a human being, not a repeat of what your AI chat prompt spat out. If you're building a personal brand, if you're a content creator, a thought leader, a rising professional, or even if you're active online, this next part is especially for you. The days of needing to look flawless to be taken seriously are over. People connect with the stumbles before the breakthrough, the lessons learned the hard way, the moments that didn't go as planned, the honest reflection after the mistake, the blessing and the lesson. Your audience, whether that's 5 coworkers or 50,000 followers, wants someone who feels real, someone who feels possible, someone who reflects their own experiences back to them. Your imperfections don't make you less credible, they make you more credible. But let's be clear here. Authenticity isn't about dumping your emotions everywhere. It's not about sharing every detail of your life. It's not about chaos or unfiltered venting. Authenticity is intentional. It's grounded. It's strategic. Here are a few safe ways to be more authentically human in your career. 1, share lessons, not wounds. Talk about what you learned once you're on the other side of it. 2, speak from experience, not perfection. Say things like, I'm working on this. That's way more powerful than I've mastered it. 3, let your personality show, your quirks, your humors, your perspective. These are all assets. 4, be honest about challenges. People respect resilience more than perfection. And lastly, 5, lead with empathy. Your kindness will take you further than any curated image ever could. So let me wrap this up. Here's what I want you to take away with you today. You don't have to earn your humanity. You don't have to hide your learning curve. You don't have to present a version of yourself that you cannot sustain. Your imperfections are not liabilities. They connect you to your colleagues, your clients, and your community. In this era of influence, the most powerful thing you can be is yourself, fully, honestly, and unapologetically. Your story, with all of its imperfections, is exactly what someone else needs to hear. If this episode resonated with you, consider following the podcast and visiting www.soundobjectivity.com for deeper insights and my blog. And if you're ready to transform your career through authentic leadership, mindset clarity, and one-on-one guidance, book a free 15-minute consultation. Together, we'll build your next chapter with intention and truth. Your career is your greatest investment. Let's build it human. Let's build it real. Let's build it powerfully. My name is David Campagna, and this is the Sound Objectivity Podcast. Until next time.